Hi, I'm Daniel Regis, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like. Music trivia, my top 5 music of the week, my top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest, no other than Miss Angie. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Norma Jean, or NJ Neal. And a little about myself. I've been a professional vocalist since about 1979, 1980. And then in 1991 or two, I started DJing at the nightclubs after leaving my profession for a bit due to health issues. And then I've continued with it ever since. I've just worked as a DJ and a music critic and a vocal coach ever since.
That'd be awesome. So let's talk about...
We're going to talk about classic rock bands of the Canadian type. Absolutely, we have some of the best music in the world, I swear.
Why Canadian? Tell me, why Canadian?
Well, you know, everybody's connected to their homeland and where it is that they grew up, and we express ourselves in ways that explain about Canada, and it's, we've learned to integrate some of the things that we were used to back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That we were used to, because it was American and British is what influenced our music tastes. Oh. And about the 80s, we started kicking in with our own and promoting our own music.
Yeah, that's true. So at your number 5, what is it?
I think it was Lighthouse. Yes. I do believe that was.
Our top 5 classic Canadian band at number 5.
I think Lighthouse runs when we're talking about classic rock. Lighthouse made it pretty big for quite a while. It was late 60s and into the 70s, into the early 70s. I'm trying not to do anything too much later than that. It is a rock band, and it is, they were really quite orchestral. They had a lot of sound. They had a lot of members. There was about 9 of them, I believe. And they had a few pretty cool tunes going on. Not all of them, in Canada, we didn't, if you could make it into the American market, you were doing good back then. Because as I said, we weren't promoting our own music up until about the 80s when Bryan Adams showed up. But they still had songs, and a lot of people didn't know that they weren't American because they gave that sound.
Yes, that's
true. Because we were so highly influenced, we were sort of trying to copy British bands and American bands, because we didn't have any radio stations to promote just Canadian music.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's true. I just want to add some trivia about the Lighthouse. It's saying Lighthouse is a Canadian rock band formed in 1968 in Toronto, Ontario.
Yes.
Repertoire included elements of rap music, jazz, classical music, and swing. Yeah. Oh, wow. And feature horn, string instruments, and vibraphone.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They won Juno Awards for Best Canadian Group of the Year in 1972, 1973, and 1974. Good choice, Sanjay.
Yeah, there were a lot of people forget about them for some reason, I guess, because like you say, they started in 68, but their first real recognition started in 69. Yes. And then they kind of petered out after that. They died off because we started getting more influences from Europe and I think that they're
American.
And people weren't as big into the orchestral sound. They wanted more heavy duty rock, you know?
At number 4, we have April Wine. Why is it April Wine?
April Wine. April Wine was a, I remember being a huge fan of April Wine. They had so many songs. I had all their albums. They were real rock. There was no symphony sound to them. They were just rock, and they were sort of a raw as you could be in that era, you know. And they were prolific. They put out a lot of songs. They had lots of songs go out there, and I know that they've won Juno Awards.
Juno Awards, yes.
They just had a really good sound. They played really well together, and a lot of Canadian talent has to do with your stage presence as well. And I know that they were one of the best show bands. Like, they could put on a show incredibly.
Okay. So I just want to add again another trivia about April Wine. It's saying April Wine is a Canadian rock band formed in 1969 and based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, led by the singer, guitarist, songwriter Miles Goodwin since its inception. Wow, that's be amazing. So
I'm not sure that he's still alive, actually. My husband and I were going to go see them, but he said if Miles Goodwin wasn't with them, then he wasn't going. But I
yeah.
get to. I think he might be still alive, but we didn't get a chance to go anyway, so.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So they're saying that Wine first success came with the second album on record in 1972, which reached the top 40 in Canada and yielded two hit singles, Bad Side of the Moon.
That was a great tune.
Oh, that'd be awesome, eh? So what can you say more about April Wine?
Well, all I know is that I had a crush on Miles Goodwin when I was 15.
Oh, ended.
And they had a song called Pretty Lady.
Okay.
I think it
So
was called Pretty Lady, and it was really romantic, and every boyfriend I
any
ever broke up with, I thought of that song. And they had another great song called The Whole World's Going Crazy, and it was a very fun up-tempo thing, but most of it was like they had a couple of ballads, but for the biggest part, they were, when you had a school dance, it was April Wine that they were playing.
Okay, at number four, April Wine. So
Yes.
let's go to number three, Lover Boy. Why is it
Oh, well,
Lover Boy?
Lover Boy, that has a very long history. It was a bunch of other bands before that. Now, this is something that my husband would understand completely because he worked with most of these musicians.
Okay.
And Mike Reno was their lead singer, and I've met Mike. We have an ongoing gag about, I ran into him once at a huge concert at the Plaza of Nations, and his band wasn't playing, but I was hanging out with a friend of his, and she was waiting for him, and we came out of the bathroom and everybody had gone. We were in the green room where all the musicians get to be, and everybody had left, and this guy came in, and I said, and she went, "Oh, I'd like you to meet my friend Mike." And I said, "Hi, Mike, I'm NJ." And he said, "Oh, hi, NJ." And then he said, "So you having a good time?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, how come you look so bummed out?" I said, "Because there's nobody good here." And then he went, "Oh, really?" And my friend said, "Did I mention this is Mike Reno from Loverboy?" And I went, "Oh my God, I used
What?
to like you guys." And then I went, "No, I mean, I still like you. I mean, when you guys were good. I mean, no, I mean, you're still great." So I've seen him
old
a
are you
few times.
then? How
Oh,
old are you?
this was probably 20 years ago.
Oh,
Well, yeah, they had sort of quit making records at that point, but because Mike Reno had gone into a single act. But yeah, I was referring to when he was with Loverboy, but every song they had great intensity. They had The Kid Is Hot Tonight and Loving Every Minute of It, I think, were their two top.
so what can you say about their music? If you
Oh,
compare to April Wine to Loverboy, what's the difference?
April Wine was much harder rock. Like, it was a lot more driving. There was a lot more of a force behind it. April Wine had a lot more ballads, like they had softer tones, but talent-wise, I think that they were all incredible. Like there's a lot of, they were a Vancouver band as well, and there's an awful lot of those that interact with each other, different bands, like they traded musicians, sort of.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So I just want to add about trivia about Loverboy. True what you said. Loverboy is a Canadian rock band formed in 1979. They were established in Calgary, Alberta, but are currently based in Vancouver. Yes.
Yeah, Paul Dean, cool. Their lead guitarist and the one who wrote most of their stuff, he's from Vancouver, I think. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Mike was from Calgary.
Okay. A Loverboy hit singles, particularly Turn Me Loose. Is that really popular?
That everybody knows that song, yes.
Okay.
I tend to be mentioning the songs that I enjoyed the most.
You enjoyed the most, eh?
Yes.
Okay, at number three, Loverboy. So let's go to number two. Number two is Rush. Why is it Rush?
Rush is a Toronto-based band with Geddy Lee, and Neil Peart was their drummer. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the other members. There's three members in it. And like I say, they're from Toronto. And they started out, I think their number one song, their first song that made it onto the charts was called Fly By Night. And it was, I believe that's what it was. And they were like kind of a progressive, starting to be a bit of a progressive rock, more than just a rock band, you know, like they were starting to sort of experiment with stuff, but that didn't happen until they got into their next album, I'm pretty sure it was their second album. They started doing things with more of a jazz sort of influence and more of a, like I say, a progressive, like a prog, almost a European sound. And they had some pretty interesting stuff. I didn't follow them all the way through, but Neil, because I wasn't into the progressive prog as much, it wasn't really from my era. But the fans that they have had have been diehard. Like they will never leave Rush. There's Americans, Europeans, British who know who Rush is, and they are huge to these people. And they had a lot of really interesting things, but you have to sort of have your mind open to some of their songs, in my opinion.
Yes.
Like I say, yet again, this is all my opinion.
Yes.
It's
opinion of NJ. So if you compare Rush and Loverboy, what's the difference of their music?
Oh, it's like apples and oranges. They're totally different. Rush started out as like a regular, more of a schooled band. Like they had really, their instrumentation and their vocals and that were very, how do I put it? Sophisticated, more so sophisticated, whereas Loverboy was just the guy with the headband and, you know, and it was just head pounding sort of rock and roll, real thick and real tight, and it was good.
So they had rhythm, eh?
Yes. Like, came out with things that were more creative, more inventive, and and either you loved them or hated them, you know?
Why?
And most people loved them. But we lost Neil Peart a couple of years ago, unfortunately. But he had, as I recall, the largest drum kit of any 100 and some pieces in his kit.
Okay. So I just want to add trivia about Rush. Okay. Rush was a Canadian rock band formed in Toronto in 1968 by the guitarist Alex Lifeson.
Alex Lifeson. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's who else was.
Drummer by John Rofsey.
Well, that was
and
when
bass guitarist vocalist Jeff Jones.
Pardon me. That was the beginning of Rush. Yes. Well, they switched over. I know that there were some changes in it, because it was Geddy Lee was their lead singer, when they were
Yes.
famous, and Neil Peart their drummer. And yeah.
Yes, it says here that who was immediately replaced by bassist vocalist Geddy Lee. After Lee joined the band, went through several configurations before arriving to classic power trio lineup with the
Yes.
addition of drummer lyrics Neil Peart.
Pert.
Oh, Neil Peart. Oh, wow. So Russ is very popular in 1960s or 70s.
In the 70s, I'd say. In the 60s, that was with the first band, and I'm pretty sure, like you say, that they brought it down to a trio, because I think there was four or five different people, but they found that with the keyboards, they could cut out a lot of the extra, and they got the sound that they really, really wanted, because they had sort of a, it was almost like a space age sound in some of their stuff. It was quite a cosmic sounding group.
Okay, so if you compare Rush to Lighthouse, what's the difference?
Oh,
Your number five.
well, you see, the way I compare bands is I compare them to other bands.
Okay.
And so if we're speaking of like bands that Lighthouse might be compared to, I would almost think they might be like almost like the early Chicago, the band
Oh, I
Chicago
love
in the
Chicago.
early years.
Oh, that'd
And
be awesome.
it was quite instrumental. Like I say, it had a lot of horns and stuff going on.
Okay, at number two, Rush. Let's do the recap of the five classic Canadian band at number five,
It was
Lighthouse. So at number four, April Wine. Number three, Loverboy. And at number two, Rush. Number one.
who do you think it was? A Tragically Hip.
Yay!
And you know, they can't go forward without him, because he was the voice of
Yeah.
that whole era.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for the list, Miss Andy. Thank you, Miss Andy.
Thank you, Daniel.
More to come, people. See you soon.